Inside a big gym, 30 or so girls and teenagers are practicing cheer. Like competitive cheer. The kind with those really difficult flips and twists. The team is called BASE, which stands for Buffalo All-Star Extreme. They're a mostly black cheer team in Buffalo, New York.
There was competitions where we heard people say, oh my God, look at those black girls. Oh, she's fat as hell. Why is she cheering?
This gym had been a safe place for the team.
My coaches and our parents made sure that we felt welcomed.
Y'all want to win? Y'all got an opportunity to. Y'all have all the skills to win.
But then on May 14th, 2022...
Breaking news, at least 10 people are dead in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo.
A year ago, a white man came to our community and shot our people.
Shooting at a Tops grocery store. Another person.
We're 2.5 blocks away, so I didn't know what to do. I was literally like, God, I cannot protect these kids.
The kids no longer felt safe anywhere, really.
People are literally racist, like, I don't like you, I'm going to shoot you because you're black.
After the shooting, we followed the girls and their moms and their coaches as they struggled with what happened and tried to keep going.
I have my first medal. It is white and blue.
Hi, I'm Milani. Everybody calls me Lani.
Last time I was trying to record, I realized I was not recording.
I don't really like to call it an interview because I really like to call it more of like a conversation.
One of them will be your host.
I am Nakia McCann, an OG of Buffalo All-Star Extreme, and this is our story.
This season on Embedded, a podcast by the girls and women on the east side of Buffalo after the racist mass shooting at the Tops supermarket. Buffalo Extreme launches Thursday, May 11th on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.